Welcome to another Tailoring Talk shortcast. This is actually a little bonus from my interview last episode with Parker Harris. And after our recording, he told me that he was a little bit gutted that he hadn't asked me something that was on his mind that was related to personal image and style. So I obviously gave him permission to go ahead and do that because I love questions from people that are related to tailoring, personal style, how to dress, etc., etc. So here it is. Here is Parker's question and my answer. Parker asked me how you go about deciding what the right colours are for you, and I gave him a reasonably comprehensive answer. I hope you enjoy, and here we go.
I'm a little bummed I didn't get to bring up the tailoring stuff or some of those questions for you. So,
oh, you can do it now. I'll find a way to stitch it in.
Okay. I'm curious, like, how do you, I'm looking at your colors, like that green and what would you call like that? I'm always
burgundy.
I always butcher that color. I think it's called a few different things that I really like, but you know, how do people figure out their colors?
They don't. They go to a color professional who then tells them and gives them a book full of the colors that they can wear. But then when you flip through that book, there's about four colors they would actually realistically wear, and the rest of them they would never dream of wearing. The way that I do it and help someone figure out their colors is that I will find out about their personality first of all, whether they're introverted, whether they're extroverted. Almost nobody ever says they're extroverted, but anyway. How they want the world to perceive them, how they want to come across, the impression that they want to create when they meet people for the first time, the types of people they hang around with, the types of people they need to create impressions for, and all of that wonderful stuff. And then once I've done that, because the colors that suit someone, there are rules to follow. So the most basic kind of rule I can give you is that, generally speaking, people have either a yellow or a blue undertone to their skin naturally. So it's a little bit tricky down the camera because obviously things are distorted, but I think I can safely say you've got a blue undertone to your skin, same as me, believe it or not. And so we tend to be, if you think of your colors in terms of seasons, so spring, summer, and fall, winter, anyone that's got a blue undertone to their skin is going to be more towards the end of the year, towards fall. And anyone who's got a yellow undertone to their skin, so generally that's people who burn very easily in the sun, fair-haired and red-haired people, Far East Asian people, they're more towards the beginning of the seasons, like spring, summer. And so then if you think of all the colors that nature brings out at those times of year, that's kind of where your color set is.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah. So for us, it's more, you know, midnight blues or a lot of shades of blue, ice colors. And then when we get into earth tones, we've got to be careful because we can't wear the earth tones of spring. That never, ever works with us. You know, the kind of more yellowy greens and things. We've got to be more on the kind of autumnal winter sides of those kind of earth tones. So rusts, deep reds and burgundies and merlots and, you know, all those kind of deep, rich colors. And then when you're throwing color combinations together, if in doubt, so one of my good friends, Natasha, taught me, she's an interior designer and she thrives off energy a lot. You can never fail to have a look at nature. Just look outside of your window. And if you can see the color combinations together in nature, so right now I look out the window and I can see the red bricks of my neighbors' houses. And I can see the greens on the trees, and I can see some rust in some of the trees that are starting to turn as the seasons are changing right this moment. I can see some reds in some of the fruits on the trees, and I can see the blue of the sky. all of those colors work together. So if they work together as you look at them in nature, they'll work as you put them together in an outfit. So what I'm wearing right now in front of you is basically the color of a rose, right? Because you've got the flowers, the petals here, and you've got the green of the stem and a little bit of white and stuff for maybe blossom and things that are going around it. It all just works. You never look out the window at anything that's happening in nature and think God got that wrong, or whatever your belief system is. So you can bring some of that into your clothing when you're trying to match things up and work colors and things out as well. Does that help in any way, shape, or form, or answer your question?
It does. It does. My wife has told me I'm a cool winter. So
yeah, exactly. That's what I would have you pegged as if you force me to guess down a video phone thing image. Thank you all so much for joining Parker and I on this episode. Don't forget, Tailoring Talk is on Instagram, and you know I love feedback, so email me at the usual address. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review, and you can also, very important, click the share button in your player to send this episode on to someone you know. And if you're enjoying Tailoring Talk and want to support the show, you can do so with the doobaries in the show notes. Have a great week, be good to each other, and I'll see you on the next one.